If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN. It's the first time I've ever seen romance featuring the above 60 crowd on TV when it comes to reality TV. Yes, we see that on soap operas, but it's been a ratings bonanza for ABC. And as you know, we've had Becky Miller, former account executive extraordinaire, covering the show for us. I might sneak her in on this interview with Gary Turner. Gary is the Golden Bachelor. How are you, Gary?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing well. We have followed your journey. We've actually had a listener who has watched and reported every single week. We have watched on the show. And I just got to know, is there a happy ending?
Everyone wants to know that. Yes, there is a happy ending.
Oh, nice. So I understand your daughters are the ones who suggested you do this, that you've watched The Bachelor franchise, and they gave you a piece of advice, and that was not to kiss anyone on the first night. Did you follow that advice?
Nope. I failed at least four times.
And I also understand that prior to going on The Bachelor and becoming the Golden Bachelor, which honestly, that has to be the coolest thing in the world. We've all loved it because this whole audience is in your age group. And you had a rule that you had to be within 60 miles and you had to be above the age of 60. Did you kind of toss that out the window when you decided to date women on The Bachelor?
Well, I had to, except for the age of 60 thing, which everyone was above 60, but a couple just barely. And so that was fine. But the whole geographic 60 miles distance, I couldn't honor that any longer. It had to be then, how can we compromise to find where it might be reasonable, or that 60 miles. We'll see how that goes.
And Mary, who does our traffic and weather on the show, has been dying to know if anybody actually eats on the program, because she never sees you eat. We see the food in front of you, but nobody takes a bite.
And no one does. And there's an interesting moment for me towards the end of my season. I think the dinner is with Teresa, and on the plate in front of us for the date is lamb chops. I love lamb chops. And I remember that night getting to the moment where we were having this date taped, and it was kind of slow. Not everyone got their equipment there and so forth. So by the time I got to those lamb chops, I had no idea how long they'd been there. And I was going back and forth. Do I want to risk it? Do I not? I finally didn't.
Yeah, we saw some gastrointestinal issues on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And when you identify from Indiana, like near Chicago, because that's where we are, or what area of Indiana?
So I live extreme north and extreme east of Indiana, and I live on a lake. I have a mailing address that's Hudson, Indiana, that's not even close to where I live. But I'm a Hoosier.
Okay. And are you always that sensitive and emotional, because we saw you cry a lot on the show? Is it just the situation that you were put in?
That's a really good question. I found myself to be more and more that way after my wife passed away. And I think it's an issue of age, being able to slow down and feel things more genuinely. I also think that with my wife's passing, it kind of awakened those emotions. And then thirdly, the intensity of being in the mansion and being with all those women and having to send some of them home. So those things combined really, really tipped it for me.
You know, my brother at 70 lost his wife of 42 years, and he was actually in his late 60s. But at 70, he went on a date on a Saturday and never came home. They married 8 days later.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
I thought it was crazy and ridiculous, but I'm telling you what, it's been 2 years and I've never seen two people more happy than they are. Are you
that
at a point in your life where do you just think, man, there's no time? I've got to move fast. Is that why you agreed to this?
A little bit. You know, it's not in terms of days and weeks anymore. You look at an increment of time as what percentage of the rest of my life just passed without me doing anything. And it's like, geez, you know, that percentage number could be 5%, 3%, 10%. You don't know. So, yeah, the clock ticks a heck of a lot faster when you're 70.
I completely understand. Did you get to see any of the footage before it aired, Gary?
Yeah. Fortunately, each week I get an abbreviated version on Tuesday afternoon. And so I get to look at that. And the purpose of that is that if I need to pre-warn someone in the family or, you know, someone related, that I can gently give them a little bit of a nudge knowing what's coming so they're not shocked.
And do you regret saying I love you to anyone?
Nope. I got to say I don't. In the moment when I was with those women, I genuinely felt that affection. I loved them. But it's important to remember that as the journey came to a close, it was pretty clear to me that only one of them was the woman that I couldn't live without.
Mm. And that's the advice that Trista gave you, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yes.
All right. So, Becky Miller, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Say hi. And Becky, I hate to break your heart, but I think he's already taken.
Oh, Gary, I'm really happy for you. I figured you would pick someone. And if I knew it was going to be you, I would have gone on the show.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that, Becky.
The only family you would meet are my girlfriends and my chihuahua.
And Gary, I got to tell you, there are so many people nationwide who you've inspired because the word invisible came up a lot. And I think people above the age of 50 or 60 or 70 always feel invisible. And this has given life and hope to people.
That is the best message you could have sent for me in my behalf. There is hope for us. We're not invisible and we're open to all possibilities.
And will you be spending Christmas with someone you love?
I will be, yes.
It's wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us, Gary.
Thank you. I appreciate this very much.
You know what, Mary? He picked Leslie, didn't he? You can just feel it. I think he picked Leslie.
Are you thinking that?
I'm thinking that.
Why?
I'm
what did he that. Say? That why?
I don't know. I just get that feeling because the whole geographical thing. She's the only person that lives in the Midwest.
Yeah, I know. I just have this inkling. It's Teresa, though.
See, I think it's Teresa, too.
Oh, go away, Steve.
Somebody said, you should have asked him if he could remember all the ladies' names. I should have tested him.
Oh,
that would have been great.
We would have been here for a while. There's 22 of them, remember?
He might have a hard time remembering them. Okay, tickets to see Nathan Gunn coming up next after Steve's news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.